Is a debt-free Christmas realistic? Today is Sunday, December 4th, 2011, and you're listening to Your Personal Economy, the Financial Freedom Podcast. Yes, a debt-free Christmas can be a reality for you, but here are the stats. 14% of shoppers admit to overspending by thousands of dollars. 60% of shoppers admit to overspending, but still find the opportunity to buy themselves a gift. So how do you overcome this? Here are proven but not easy steps to enjoying a debt-free Christmas. Number one, budget, budget, budget. Christmas comes at the same time every year. Don't let it sneak up on you. Each January, set a spending amount for Christmas, then put back enough each month to meet your goal. Be accountable to your budget. If you didn't save it, you cannot spend it, period. Number two, commit to cash-only shopping. When the cash that you saved runs out, so does the purchases. Number three, you cannot buy for everyone. Prioritize your gift giving. Unless you added it to your budget, the Secret Santa gifts and the Just Because gifts you typically buy may have to be sacrificed. Squeeze your list down as much as you can. Buy for the people that matter most, then buy cards for everyone else. Number four, shop early or shop late. Prices fluctuate throughout the year. Jump on sales before the holidays, or better yet, the days and weeks after Christmas are a great time to shop. Number five, establish new traditions of giving priceless gifts. Volunteer at a homeless shelter. Help raise funds for a charity. Help the local Meals on Wheels. And finally, realize it's not even about the gifts. We're not naive. We all like gifts. But how many of them do you really remember? Think of that as you go through the stress of not buying as much as you used to. Be encouraged. It really is the thought that counts. Remember, follow the steps we have given you, and you won't spend your new year trying to figure out how to pay for the previous year's Christmas bills. This is Bradley from YPE. Imagine yourself debt-free, and we'll see you next time.